Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Century Plyboards India Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management opening remark. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities, SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to welcome you to this financial results conference call on behalf of Century Plyboards and SKP Securities. We have with us Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, MD and CEO, Mr. Keshav Bhajanka, Executive Director, Mrs. Nikita Bansal, Executive Director, along with Mr. Arun Julasaria, CFO, Mr. Sumant Wattas, CEO MDF and Particle Board Business, and Mr. Vishu Goyal, CEO Laminates Business. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Yeah, thanks, Navin. Good afternoon, everyone, and very warm welcome to our Q1 FY26-27 earnings conference call. Before we begin, I would like to remind everyone that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements which are subject to various risks and uncertainties. These statements should not be construed as guarantees of future performance, and I would encourage all participants to refer to our detailed financial disclosures and investor presentation already available on the stock exchange website. I am pleased to share that Century Plyboards has started the new financial year with another quarter of strong execution. We delivered our highest-ever quarterly consolidated revenue of 1,561 crores, representing a robust 33.5% year-on-year growth. Our EBITDA margin, excluding forex losses, improved to 13.0%, while profit after tax increased by 57% year-on-year to 83.3 crores. Now, I will speak on individual businesses. Plywood business. The company continues to strengthen its plywood business through both capacity expansion and brand-building initiatives. The 60,000 CBM per annum greenfield plywood plant at Hoshiarpur is expected to commence operation in Q3 FY27, while the Chennai brownfield expansion has increased capacity from 8,000 CBM per month in Q1 to 10,000 CBM per month in Q2, with a further increase to 12,500 CBM per month from Q3 FY27. To enforce its premium positioning, the company hosted around 1,000 dealers and sales team members in Kolkata for its Prime Ply Day event, showcasing the superior attributes of Club Prime plywood versus competing products. Further, to mitigate the impact of higher chemical input costs arising from geopolitical development, the company implemented about 7% price increase in April in the plywood business, largely passing on the increase in raw material costs. On the financial front, revenue increased by 32.4% year-on-year and 8.9% subsequently, while EBITDA margin improved to 16.9%, which is highest by any player in the industry. Laminate business. The laminate business maintained a strong momentum established during the previous quarter and delivered another robust performance. Revenue grew 14.7% year-on-year, while EBITDA margins remained healthy at 10.2%, reflecting improved product mix, better capacity utilization, and operational efficiencies. As consumer preferences continue to evolve, Innovation remains a key differentiator for us. During the quarter, we launched the Century Luminates Lookbook, the Trends Edit 26-27, introducing a contemporary collection inspired by global design trends. The new catalog has received an encouraging response from architects, interior designers, channel partners and customers, further reinforcing our premium positioning in the decorative surface segment. A new hot press was commissioned and was planned for export grade manufacturing at the end of July 26. MDF business. The MDF business reported another healthy year-on-year performance. Although the quarter was impacted by the planned shutdown required for expansion of our Andhra Pradesh manufacturing facility. During the quarter, we expanded the capacity of our Andhra Pradesh MDF plant from 750 cm per day to 950 cm per day. This resulted in lower production and a sequential decline in the revenue. Nevertheless, the business delivered nearly 29% year-on-year revenue growth, highlighting the strong underlying demand for MDF products. Particle board business. Our particle board business continued to scale up well during the quarter. The revenue increased by 29% sequentially and 155.7% year-on-year, reflecting higher capacity utilization and growing acceptance of our products across furniture manufacturers and OEM customers. While margins remain at an early stage due to the relatively recent commissioning of capacity, we remain confident that increasing utilization levels, better product mix, and operating leverage will continue to improve profitability over the coming quarters. Logistics business. Our logistics business operated through one of our subsidiary companies continued to strengthen during the quarter. Operations at the rejuvenated Chandrapur Dock Terminal has now stabilized and started contributing positively to the group. We continue to witness improving cargo handling volumes and increased customer acceptance. This business not only creates a new avenue for revenue diversification, but also strengthens our supply chain capabilities and provides strategic integration benefit for our manufacturing businesses over the long term. Within few months of start, we have achieved 9,000 plus container in July. Brand building and product innovation at Century Plywoods, we believe sustainable market leadership is built not only through manufacturing excellence, but also through continuous innovation and stronger consumer engagement. During the quarter, we introduced Century HDF Premium Plus campaign titled Hara Board Ka Asli Boss, featuring cricketer Rahul Dravid and actor Saurabh Shukla. The campaign harnesses Rahul Dravid's enduring image as Mr. Dependable to build trust for the product and the brand. It is built on consumer insight that while making long-term investment for their home, consumers seek trusted quality over all claims. The product has been well received in the market and further enhances our portfolio in the interior infrastructure segment. One of the key highlights of the current quarter is the launch of our industry's first total cover assurance program for Club Prime Plywood. This initiative reflects our confidence in product quality and reinforces our commitment toward customer satisfaction and trust. Now, if you buy Century Club Prime and Architect Plywood, we will compensate the full cost of that furniture if there is any problem with that furniture. So this is the first time in India, rather maybe the first time in the whole world, such a guarantee is being placed, and we are able to place it because we have the confidence in the quality and we have tested everything in last 2 years. To further strengthen consumer connect, we also launched a new nationwide campaign featuring Aamir Khan and Chatur from 3 Idiots, highlighting the total cover proposition of Club Prime. The company came up with this concept that reimburses the cost of defective plywood together with the furniture related costs arising from the defect, plywood, laminate or veneers, adhesive, labor and transportation within 10 years of the purchase. This campaign reinforces Century Ply's positioning as India's most trusted plywood brand. We are becoming increasingly customer-centric with our efforts focused on making it easier for customers to engage with our brands. We have undertaken several specific initiatives to enhance the ease of doing business, simplify customer interaction, and deliver a seamless experience across every touchpoint. Financial overview. From a financial perspective, the quarter reflected improved profitability and disciplined growth. Our ROE improved from 13.1% to 13.5%, while return on capital ROCE increased from 13.4% to 14.4% respectively. The improvement in this return ratio reflects the benefits of our strategy of sweating the assets created over the last few years. As utilization levels across our manufacturing facilities continue to improve, we are witnessing stronger operating leverage resulting in higher profitability and better returns on capital employed. With most of our recent capacity additions now operational, our focus remains on driving higher utilization, improving asset productivity and generating sustainable returns through disciplined capital allocation rather than pursuing aggressive capital expenditure. We believe this approach will continue to enhance shareholder value while supporting profitable long-term growth. I would like to thank all our employees, channel partners, customers, shareholders and other stakeholders for their continued trust and support. With that, I conclude my opening remarks. And thanks. We are now open to take any questions from your end.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Each participant is requested to limit himself or herself to a maximum of 2 questions. Time permitting, we will respond to any further questions that you may have that remain unanswered. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Sneha from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, team, and congratulations on good growth numbers.
Hi, Sneha.
Questions from my end. Wanted to understand deep down a bit on plywood segment. Now, this is one segment which is surprising us, every quarter positively. This quarter, we've seen like 29% growth in terms of your volume. What's really happening here? Is the industry growing at that trend, or are we still continuing to gain market share? And what's the visibility out here in terms of, market share? Where are we right now and till where can we reach? That's first one.
Okay. Hi, Sneha. How are you?
All well, Nikita. How are you?
Good, good. So the thing is, we in this industry, you know that picking out market share data is very difficult because of how highly unorganized it is. However, this is some internal working that we do. We ended last year at around 9.5% to 10% market share. I'm talking as an industry, not as a branded segment. As an industry, we were at 9.5% to 10%. My goal is to reach 15% in the coming 5 years. where are we after Q1? Very difficult to say because we don't track this data on a quarterly level. And answering the second part of the question, that is the industry growing and how have we got this growth? The industry is growing at 5%-7%. Whatever we are growing today has come on two reasons. One, definitely there was a massive price increase that we had in Q1. We took a 7% price increase. That definitely a lot of dealers stocked our material. Despite that, also June was a good month as well for us. So I would say it's a combination of all our efforts plus the price increase why we have got the 30% growth.
That was very clear. Thanks, Nikita. My second question is pertaining to balance sheet, where Century is clicking all the boxes in terms of growth, and hopefully margins will also suddenly improve, like I think, Keshav, you mentioned on the interview today. What I wanted to understand is when are we going to see balance sheet improvement? Our ROCEs have been under pressure for quite some time. And we have announced additional CapEx as well. So what are our thoughts in terms of deleveraging our balance sheet? Hi, Keshav.
Basically, we have been improving and strengthening our balance sheet. I know it looks like the debt is going up, but that is because when you're growing at 33% in an industry which has 60 days working capital, that does take an impact. However, having said that, our cash flows remain robust. Our ROC has improved by close to a percentage last quarter itself, and we're looking to increase our ROC further. For the short term, I think there is no large CapEx that has been planned. We're talking about a plywood unit which would have a CapEx of close to 200 crores, and in Uttar Pradesh as well. Right now, the planning is for the plywood unit in itself. So there's no large CapEx planned. So I think the maximum amount of cash flow that we are going to be generating will go towards the repayment of debt. So you should see the balance sheet strengthening. But when you are growing at 30% plus, at that point in time, working capital requirements will be there, which is why you are seeing a slight increase in the working capital quantum.
Can we expect this to improve in the second half of the year and with MDF margins improving, like you've mentioned?
Hopefully earlier, but yes, there will definitely be improvement in the second half of the year.
Understood. Thanks a lot, team. All the very best. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, Rahul.
Sir, three quick questions. Firstly, on the value-added mix for MDF. Now, the presentation you disclosed, it talks about you sold about 1 lakh CBM. Of that, 20,000 CBM was pre-laminated. But I'm sure you do much more value-added share into MDF, right? So what is the right number to look at in terms of value-added MDF sold on a full year?
Hi, Rahul. We don't share these numbers, Rahul. So pre-lam, that is the only number that we have shared, and we have done that over the course of the past many years. But as you know, value-added includes our Senvoil Plus, our Premium Plus category, DWR category, and other products as well. So if you combine all of those, the percentage will be much higher, as you have rightly pointed out, but we don't share those numbers. What I can tell you is that right now, the entire focus of the company is on increasing the value-added percentage.
Okay, got that. But fair to say upwards of 40%-45%?
That is an estimate on your part.
Okay. Okay, no problem. And just last two quick questions. Outlook for MDF in terms of full year revenue growth and margins after this capacity increase, if you could just give some ballpark for revenue growth and margins for MDF for 2020.
Currently, we have stopped giving guidance. The reason we have stopped giving guidance is because the situation is very volatile. One week there is war, one week there is peace, the next week there is I don't know what. So what I can say is that we have guided that we will head towards 15% plus margins. That is our objective. Our objective is to reach towards that as soon as possible, and we are going to be heading towards the same. On the other end, as far as growth is concerned, I think you have seen a strong growth in Q1 as well. And going forward, we are going to try and keep a good growth trajectory for the current year. The reason we are not giving guidance right now is because the situation remains very volatile. Any guidance we would have given you for Q1, we would have overachieved. So, the situation is a little volatile. Hence, we are refraining, but maybe once stability returns, we'll give you proper guidance.
Got it. And just lastly, on CapEx, just the cash outflow CapEx for fiscal 27, if you just give me that number. Thank you so much.
There isn't a substantial fixed outflow CapEx. Right now, we are investing towards the Hoshiarpur plant completion. There is some brownfield CapEx. The new press and laminates would have cost us about 25 crores total CapEx. The first two presses had costed about 200 crores. The third press has taken about 25 crores because, you know, the infrastructure, et cetera, everything was ready, and we had detailed it out. An incremental brownfield CapEx in plywood and laminate is not, is never that high usually. For MDF and particleboard, there is no large CapEx that is currently being planned.
Okay, thank you so much, and best wishes for the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, hi. Just here.
Congratulations on a strong set of numbers. I understand war have, you know, sort of created a situation, you know, how pricing will move. Possibly, we might not have clue on, and surely on the margin side, but, possibly, surely we can talk on the volume.
Your voice is not very clear. Hello?
Is it better now?
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah. So I was saying, I understand because of war, you know, cost and the prices of the products are quite volatile, but surely the impact on the demand broadly doesn't look to be much because of war. Is it possible to give volume guidance for your product? Hello?
Yes. You know, it's very difficult to ascertain whether what you have said is correct or not, and whether that is going to last or not. So at this point in time, I don't think we can give any volume guidance. We are refraining from the same because it remains very fluid. However, the objective will be to grow as we have done in the recent few years, and perhaps to deliver greater margins quarter after quarter.
Got it. Got it. And, one second question on the ply side. We have been seeing a consistent outperformance in ply volume, which is a sort of a sustainable number, because still, as you correctly highlighted, you are just at 10% market share. So this business, can, you know, sort of grow by 10-15% if we take a next four, five years view?
That is the aim. I believe that, if we have to achieve 15% market share over next five years, we have to grow by, 12-15% year-on-year. So I think that is the aim, and, we always look forward to giving little reserved numbers and outperforming those numbers.
Okay, that is good to hear. One last question from my side. How is the channel inventory at June end?
Well, July has been our highest ever month to date, so I think it has been okay only.
Okay. Okay, good to hear that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Utkarsh Nopany from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, Utkarsh.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Sir, my first question is regarding your greenfield project in UP and Odisha. So like, as we are not looking for any large CapEx in the coming quarter, so whether there has been any change in the project timeline for UP and Odisha project?
So, with respect to UP, we still do not have the land in our hands. We aim to get the land before this year ends. Post that, we will first start with our plywood plant. We're expecting it to go live, if we receive the land on time, by April 28. So Q1 of 2028 is what we are looking at. In terms of Odisha, we are still in the talks with the government. We've still not chosen a land that works for us, et cetera, so that will take time. Once we have more updates on that, I will provide it.
Okay. And for the MDF project in UP, by what timeline it is expected to come on stream?
Currently, we have not finalized. We are still in a waiting watch position as far as the timing of the MDF project in UP is concerned. So the project will definitely come, but in all likelihood, it will come with a lag to the plywood unit.
Okay. And so like, for MDF, like, we have increased our capacity in Andhra Pradesh by doing some minor CapEx in this quarter. So wanted to know, is it also possible to increase our particleboard capacity from 240,000 to to around 3 lakh by doing some minor capex in future?
No, this was pre-designed prior to the line being purchased. We had actually purchased the line in two parts so that we could ramp up and take advantage later when the demand started picking up. So this was a single, it was a different form of capex or a different form of brownfield investment, which I don't think can be replicated. Yes, through efficiencies, we should be able to increase our capacity in particle board, but I don't think a 20% plus quantum will be likely.
Okay, and so lastly, for laminate, like our volume in Q1 has regrown due to the size adjustment. So wanted to know whether the same trend of weak volume and higher realization is likely to continue for the next 3 quarters.
The objective would be to grow across all segments, whether it is HPL or compact. So I think that we are looking to grow both in domestics in the HPL format and in exports in the compact format. So hopefully you'll see increase in both. But large sizes, we are seeing increasing traction because we are late entrants to the market.
Okay, so just wanted to know whether we are going to see positive volume growth in the coming quarters or not in the laminate because of the change in the product mix.
Again, we have stopped giving guidance, so you know it's very difficult for me to tell you anything further on this. However, like I said, we are looking to grow both in domestic and in exports. Domestic, the growth is more from thin laminate, and export, the growth will be more from compact laminates.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rishikesh from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. So you highlighted about MDF trajectory improvement. Any feedback or guidance on in terms of profitability improvement on particle board side? When should we see those margins moving up?
I think quarter on quarter you will see particle board margins going up as we increase capacity utilization. So you will see a steady increase in particle board, and I think towards next year we will see maybe close to 15% particle board margins. That's what we are gunning for.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and 1. We take the next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi Ritesh. Namaste, Sanjay ji.
Namaste.
Sir, few questions. First is Pura Furniture ka full cost wapas. Sir, what is the thought process? Is it we are moving away from applicator, carpenter, focusing more on the consumer? What is the thought process, sir, over here? And you indicated two specific brands, I think Architect Ply and Club Prime. Just wanted to understand, if possible, how much do they contribute to revenues right now? What is our aspiration, given we have launched this particular nice scheme?
So, like said in previous all calls, we never share the bifurcation between our premium and our scenic brand. So I'm afraid I won't be able to share that. But going into what is exactly Total Cover and what is our focus. So I believe we have always been a brand which focuses on consumer problems and trying to solve consumer problems. If you see, the first time we became Century Ply because we came up with the India's first borer and termite proof plywood. It was a problem the consumer was facing and we solved for it. If you even see during COVID years, we have rapidly done innovation. As we did Virokill, we did Firewall, which is the fire resistant plywood. Again, both were first time in India. So again, Total Cover is another one initiative which is again focusing on the problem of the consumer. The problem of the consumer is that today when something goes wrong with the plywood, they are not concerned just about the plywood. They are concerned about their furniture. Because today, if the plywood costs 3,000 rupees, the furniture maybe is costing them 15 to 20,000 rupees. So for them, if anything goes wrong, they are worried about the cost, total cost that has gone into making that furniture. And because we are so confident about our manufacturing excellence and our product quality, that is why we are able to give such an assurance. So this is another way to even assure the customer that look, if any with Century Ply, you can remain Raho Basical, that you will always, you'll be able to trust us, that the company is always standing with you, no matter what. And if anything happens, here there is an online portal where you can raise your claim.
Sure, that helps. If I have to just flip the question around to better understand the growth on the ply segment, if you can explain broadly at the industry level, how is the market evolving between 303 and 710? Is the market shifting towards 710 and that is where Century is benefiting?
I wish we had such, you know, details. Very difficult to get such details. I'm afraid not possible to answer.
Okay, fair. My second question is on, you indicated Aamir Khan, Chatur. Would it be possible for you to qualify how much will be the brand investment for the full fiscal, absolute or percentage of revenues, please?
We usually do 4-4.5%, but this includes everything that we spend towards branding and marketing and our schemes and everything. So we do not indicate further bifurcation of it.
Sure. And third question, probably Keshav can take it. You indicated very limited capex incrementally, but I think earlier we had given an aspiration of 12,000 crores by 2031. So just wanted to understand if we had to, say, double the revenues, what is the incremental capex that we are looking at over, say, next 4-5 years? How do we plan to fund it?
Yeah, I think currently our total asset pool as of now can give us close to 8,000 crores worth of revenue, anywhere between 7,500 to 8,000. Going forward, what I believe is that we, to reach that 12,000 figure, we need to have 4,000 crores additional revenue. That will be an asset turnover of between 1.5, 1.6 to 2. We are taking a figure of 2,500 crores, but this is ballpark and it depends on which category, which segment requires how much investment. So I think we will be able to update you on this as and when we come closer to capacity utilization and we start planning for additional capacities.
Okay, just a follow-up. Any headline numbers on gearing that we have or any aspiration that we have that we want to reduce our net gearing to so much
our
by
target
the year out?
Has always been, as our target has always been that our long-term debt should be within our EBITDA. So that is the number that we are moving towards. Working capital debt, yes, when you're growing at 20-30%, then working capital debt does tend to increase, but that plays itself out over a year or two. So I think that long-term debt within one time of EBITDA, that is the number that we are working towards and we will achieve it.
Sure. Just last question on the total cover thing. I presume this is for the first time in the industry that we are doing it?
Yes.
Yeah, so how will this be accounted basically in the P&L? Will there be an claim ratio or some line item? Probably it might be a way for us to understand premium sales via two brands.
Okay, so the thing is that we've actually been doing this unofficially for the last 2 years, 2-2.5 years. So it started with one complaint and then slowly we started learning, and because such a claim cannot be made overnight. It requires a very big infrastructure that needs to be created because it's very service oriented, as well as we need to have complete detailed understanding of how to handle every complaint. So it took us almost 2 years to build that infrastructure, and because of which we've just launched this. So it's already part of our thing. And having said that, we have the lowest claim ratio in the industry. So our claim ratio is actually 0.06% of our thing. So even if with this ad it increases, it won't be much. The purpose of the ad is actually to give confidence to the consumer that there might be millions of brands which are claiming everything, but we are a brand which will stand by you.
Sure, this helps. Sanjay ji, just a last request. Sir, is it possible, how should we understand the growth in the ply industry? Like, I understand we are doing beautifully well, but to appreciate it, if you can help us provide some vectors how to think about, that would be quite helpful. Thank you.
I can only, you know, give the credit to the manufacturing team to create the best quality possible, and the marketing team sharing aggressiveness. And there is some gyan if you want, of course, theoretical gyan, there is a lot of gyan we can give, but there is no point in giving you that. So the team actually, the sales team right now is in a kind of a big, you can say, alignment and motivated. So that really gives a great result for us.
Sure, sir. All the very best. Thank you. Thank you,
yes,
sir.
Thank
nice
you.
Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Anu Parekh from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, Anu.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So I have just one question. What would be the sustainable ROC in our MDF and particle board business? Particle board capex cost per unit is around 24% higher compared to MDF, whereas its realization is 36% lower compared to MDF. So why do we plan to operate in this segment, as it is an ROC dilutive step for the company? So
I think
just wanted to understand
something. I think that your numbers maybe aren't based on our capacities and the rates of the setup capacity, because I don't think they're aligning with the way that we think of capacity. I think for both MDF and particle board, the objective will be to move towards the 20% ROC, which has been the traditional benchmark or the hurdle rate that we use to assess any new product. It is taking time, but I believe in both segments, we will be moving towards the same. And I think it is possible to hit 20% ROC in both the segments as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Rahul.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for the follow-up, sir. Just one question on the logistics business. Could you help us for the outlook, exactly what is the business operation there, and you know, 2 to 3 years down the line, how are we thinking of this business? Will it be part of Century Ply? How is the structure right now, and what is the overall top-down thought process, please? Thank you.
Now, our overall objective is always to give you the best shareholder value. So I think this business, after a lot of effort, has now stood. It is now something that is generating positive EBITDA, positive cash flow for the company. And going forward, we are going to evaluate, because as you know, this is not our core segment. Having said that, we are looking at maybe if a strategic partner comes in going forward, but it will all have to be at the valuation that is beneficial to Century Ply India Limited. So that is the current timing that we think about the business.
Just in terms of, you know, the revenue mix right now, you know, what are we billing for? And how does the outlook look like for next 24 months? We just highlight some business operations.
I think that currently we are only operating half of phase one of the new port project that we have taken up. So there the growth in revenue, there's a substantial likelihood for growth in revenue. As far as the CFS business is concerned, it has also turned around. And Calcutta now, in terms of port infrastructure, is doing particularly well. So I think we'll be looking at double-digit plus growth in the CFS business as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for
hi, Keshav.
Hello. Hi, sir. I heard this UP plant will come by Q1 FY28 for the ply. Because earlier I remember...
The voice is so clear, Keshav. Yeah, the voice is not so clear.
Hello. I hope it would be better now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, the UP ply plant is expected by Q1 FY28, right? Because earlier I remember the target was more like a Q1 FY29.
It is April 28th.
Achha, April 28th. Achha, got it. Okay. And one last question from my side. What sort of price hike you have taken? In ply, you highlighted 7%. What about other segments?
Yeah,
it has been variable across other segments. In MDF, for instance, it was close to 15%, but some of that has already been passed back to the market. In laminates, it was close to 10% for domestic and maybe slightly lower for exports. So it has been across different segments at different points in time. But what has happened is in certain segments, we have had to roll that back also as raw material prices kept on moving. Like I mentioned, in MDF, we've already rolled back a large part of the price increase that was taken.
Got it. I'll rephrase my question in another way. Let's say, how much of the price hike is today, you know, possibly there in the market?
Again, this is difficult to say from different segments, but from pre-war levels, there is price hike across most segments.
Got it. That is helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Agarwal for his closing comments.
Thanks everyone for your insightful questions and continued interest in the company. We are encouraged by the strong performance delivered during FY27 and remain confident about sustaining the growth momentum across our businesses. We sincerely appreciate your continued support, trust, and we look forward to interacting with you again after our next quarterly results. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect your lines.